Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for tuning into the show again. I have a ministry called Torah Life Ministries. I'm on the radio here every week talking about the foundation of all scripture, which is our Creator's guidelines and instructions. He, our Creator, is the one that gives us the book of life, not for a future life only in eternity, but for also for our life here and how to be safe and have a joyous life. And my ministry, it can be found at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And Torah, the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah, is not a Jewish thing, folks. It's a Yahweh thing. It's a God thing. It's a Bible thing. And He's given us the beginning, Bereshit, which is Genesis. And right from the beginning of His instructions all the way to the end to Revelations are all the instructions we need for our life. But the foundation of what Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, taught was found in the first five books of the Bible, starting in the book of Genesis. And what I believe every Christian should look at and read and reread and reread again. And most of them are not, and to make it even worse, most pastors are saying, well, that's done away with. We don't need to do that anymore. We don't need to follow that anymore or do anything with that. And that couldn't be farther from the truth, folks. Well, today I'm going to give you some information about that, but we're going to look at my ministry. There's basically, it started as a health ministry because I had a disease known as inflammatory bowel disease. And I got cured by listening to my Creator's instructions on what foods I should eat and how I should live. And as I started to doing that, and then I accepted Yeshua, I didn't only get cured from my physical ailment, but I also got cured from my spiritual ailment. And basically, one of the scriptures that sums up the ministry is Matthew 9:35, which says, and Yeshua, and I use Yeshua, that's the name most people refer to as Jesus, but I'll say Yeshua because that's His given name, His Hebrew name. And I just like to stick as close to the scripture as possible. So if you hear Yeshua, that's what many of you refer to as Jesus. But it's our Savior, the Messiah. He's not any different than what you've been saved from and thought of. But what you've been taught about Him is going to be different because we're looking at this from a Hebraic root standpoint. But this is what our Creator has to say. This isn't made up or added because the scripture says, do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions. So we're not adding or we're not taking away. So Matthew 9:35 says, and Yeshua was going around all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness. So there's a lot of diseased people out there today, a lot of deceived or diseased believers and Christians out there today, and it's Yeshua that's going to heal us. The one you call Jesus, He's the healer, He's the comforter, He is the one that will heal us. And how? It says by teaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And that's exactly what we're called to do as well, teach and proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And that's what we're here doing today. And I'm so blessed to be on the radio program and have you listening to us today. And the contact information will be given out at the beginning and the end. But anyone can go to my website and get in touch with me if you have any comments or questions about this. We also have a live fellowship every Friday night on the internet via my website. And I welcome your calls there as well and getting in touch with you. Now, one of the questions I hear so often today is, if we believe in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, why do we suffer? Why does He allow suffering to happen? And why are these things going on? Well, if we take this to scripture, we look at Isaiah 24:5, and on Isaiah 24:5 it says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted our Creator's instructions, violated His laws, and broke His everlasting covenant. Folks, that is a powerful scripture we need to think about. The earth suffers. Not only are we suffering as individual believers, but the whole earth is suffering for the sins of its people. Now, we think about this word sin, and we think about, well, we're not sinners if we're believers. No, we are sinners, and that's why we need Yeshua. But sin is transgression of our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And it says in the Bible, there's sacrifice for sins that we do that we miss the mark. But there's no sacrifice for willful sin. So it says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted our Creator's instructions. So they've taken His word, and whether it's a mistranslation or some pastor that has an agenda, they've twisted His guidelines and instructions. They violated His laws or His Torah or his his will for us, and they broke the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant that was made with our wonderful Creator, that we all individually make when we say we are going to accept Yeshua, the one you refer to as Jesus, as our Messiah, as our King, as the one we're going to listen to. So they're saying, I'm going to listen to Yeshua. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to do what he said because I believe in him. He died for me, but he didn't just die for me. He died for me so I would follow him and I will hear his voice and I will answer the call. But the covenant is broken when you do not do and stick to what you said you were going to do. You understand, folks, the first sin of man was not about eating some fruit. It was about disobeying our Creator. And just like Adam and Eve suffered for doing that, we continue to suffer today for disobeying our Creator. We need to get the blessings that He has in store for us, and that comes with obedience. That comes with love, and that comes with following and obeying. Obedience, that's what it's about. And when we mess up, we have His mercy to cover those times. But it's not about continually making an excuse saying, oh, he died for me so I can go and live in sin. No, he died for you so you no longer have a desire to live in sin. A lot of people say, he takes away my sin. Well, if you truly have a relationship with him, it's not the sin he's taken away. He's taken away your sin nature. Your desire, that's what he's taken away, to be in the flesh. We need to accept him with our hearts, folks. And how are we going to know? Our passion's going to confirm it, but our actions are going to reveal it. And the faith will help us to sustain it. We are saved so we can do the good things that he planned for us to do a long time ago. The good things, folks, you know what those good things are? The things that he told us to do. It's his word that he's given us in the guidelines of life, the instructions known as the Torah, the first five books in the scriptures. It says it right there. We are saved so we can do the good things he planned for us to do a long time ago. To live a certain way according to his plan, not our plan. That's the problem. We want to do it our way. There's a scripture that says there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. No, but his plan says, I offer you a future and a hope. And you have a choice as a Christian, as a follower, as a believer. You have a choice. Do you want your plan or do you believe that our Creator knows better than we do? And do you want his plan of a future and a hope regardless of all the garbage that's going on in today's world? We have a wonderful opportunity to find and see and experience the more excellent way that we're promised in the scriptures. But we have this problem because we don't connect and understand our scriptures so clearly. And I'm going to look at some things here which is creating and leading to this problem. And I do this because I sincerely care about people out there that truly love our Creator, but they're suffering because of either deception or lack of knowledge and not reading the Word. And I still have a lot to learn myself, folks, but I'm telling you that there are things that are clear in Scripture that people just are not doing. There's a misconception of the Bible that people are having, and it's letting the enemy have his way with us, and we need to take that back. So the first thing we'll look at is the idea of covenant, because that's ultimately what the Scriptures are. The Scriptures are a covenant between us and our Creator. A covenant is like a marriage contract. In Hebrew, they call it a ketubah. It's a marriage contract. So when you get into a marriage or you are in covenant with somebody, you are agreeing to the terms of that particular contract. Now, today you need lawyers and you need a whole documents and everything to sign to say this. But back time during the scriptures, your word meant everything. And when you made a promise or a covenant with somebody, you kept it. And you knew if you didn't keep it, there were dreadful consequences. And that has not changed, because you might be able to get away from the world's ways by making a covenant and not keeping it. But when you make a covenant with our Creator, he knows you've made that covenant and you need to keep that. It says in Jeremiah 11:3, cursed be the man that obeys not the words of this covenant. Cursed be the man that obeys not the words of this covenant. And the covenant is the covenant that we made with our Father, with our Creator, when we accepted Yeshua. Did we say we're just going to do what he said, or did we say we're going to learn and follow his ways, or did we say we're just going to say these words now and make this promise and this covenant to accept him and just keep living the same way we live? No. When you accept Yeshua, folks, something is supposed to change. Your heart. You are now to love what he loves and hate what he hates. That's it. You cannot continue to love the things you loved before you made that choice and think that you sincerely made that promise or that covenant. Your heart must change. That's when it really happened, not when some lips came out of your mouth. The big problem is a lot of people say, well, the guidelines and instructions of the Bible were just written by man. They weren't written by our Creator. And this is just a naive thinking that people have today. Yes, the Bible was written by men inspired by a wonderful Creator. But it says right there clearly in the Scriptures that the commandments were written right there by the finger of our wonderful Creator. Right there by His finger. So He wrote them, and He's given it to inspired men, all of the commandments that He's inspired men, that we would read them, we would live them, we would desire to follow them. And for us to ignore them or make other excuses and reasons and look for loopholes in what He told us to do? No, folks, it's not about looking for loopholes. It's about going to the extreme to please our Creator. That's what it should be about. And it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not where you came from. It's where you're going that counts. And that's all going to be depending on what choices you make. It says in the Scriptures, many are called, but few are chosen. You know, in the Aramaic, it says, many are called, but few choose. We have that opportunity, folks. We have that opportunity. We all have that choice. No matter where we're from, no matter what we've been through, no matter what mistakes we made in our life, we have that opportunity to get it right. Because Yeshua died for all of us, that we would all desire to accept and answer the call that He's brought us to. So we need to get rid of these misconceptions about the Scriptures to begin with, and then we can get on the right path. We need to understand what the Bible is. We need to understand, first of all, that it's not two books, it's one book, and we need to rip out the page that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant. Because you can only get a good understanding of the New Testament only after you've read and understand the Old Testament. And Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, taught every week from the original covenant. So why, as believers, would we not desire to do what He did? You know, there's a saying out there, what would Jesus do? Well, He certainly wouldn't do what a lot of other people and Christians are doing out there today. What He would do, and what I'm calling you to do, because the Scriptures call us to do it, is study your word daily, pray daily, and live daily according to His words. To have that desire. Not to have the desire to live in sin and make excuses for sin. But when we understand what the Bible is and we understand what it can do for us, I mean, the Bible is a book of opposites, folks. That's what it comes down to. It's a book of opposites. We have blessings versus curses, good versus evil, health versus disease, and life versus death. And when we start to realize that, you don't have both of those in your life at the same time. You have one or the other. You're not blessed and cursed at the same time. Now, to our human vision versus our spiritual vision, we might say, well, I'm blessed, but I'm also cursed. No. No, you're one or the other. And good and evil will not dwell in you. One or the other, and you have that choice. And life and death are opposites, folks. You have to make that choice and stick to that choice that you've decided you are born again in Yeshua Messiah, the one they call Jesus, and you are going to follow and live and dedicate your life to Him and not to other things of this world. You know, it says in the Scriptures that there are secret things that aren't revealed to others, and there are things that are revealed. And we study so much and look for those secret things that He has not revealed to us that we miss those simple things that are revealed right before our eyes. And this creates a big problem. We miss the simple, important things because we're looking for these hidden things that He says when His time is ready, He will open up our eyes to see these things. We need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not because our heart and our emotions decide to do it. We need to follow them because we've made a decision. It's a decision versus emotion, folks. And we've made a decision that we're going to follow this regardless of what our emotions tell us, regardless of what the world tells us. We are going to follow Yeshua. We are going to accept Him as our Savior and have no other gods before Him. And if we stick to that, we'll be fine. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the ongoing renewing of your mind, that you may discern what is the good, acceptable, and even the perfect will of our Creator. So we need to be in the Scriptures, and we need to be reading it and studying on a regular basis to understand what He wanted us to do and how He wants us to do it. It's not about a religion, folks. It's about a relationship. I'm going to say that again. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship. And we need to continually build our relationships, especially the one with our Creator, Yahshua, the one you call Jesus. That's what we need to do. Continually get knowledge about what He wants us to do. And not thinking, well, we've read the Bible once, so we have all the knowledge out there. No, each time you're going to learn something new. Isaiah 33:6 says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and the strength of Yeshua, and the fear of Yahweh, that is man's treasure." Folks, that's the treasure right there. But because of lack of knowledge, many people have departed from the way that Yeshua told us to go. Many people are losing out on the future and the hope. Many people are trying to do things their own way. And many people are suffering for their own consequences when they don't have to. We have an opportunity to break out of this. It says in Hosea 4:6, "My people have perished for lack of knowledge." My people have perished for lack of knowledge. So these are the so-called Christians, the believers, the followers that have perished for lack of knowledge. Now, we have worldly knowledge, folks. So don't think I have knowledge, so I'm not lacking. No, we have worldly knowledge. What this actually says in the Hebrew is, my people have perished for lack of knowledge of his instructions, for lack of knowledge of the Torah, for lack of knowledge of what the Bible says, for lack of knowledge of what our Creator wants us to do. That's why we are perishing. And the scripture goes on to say, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah, or the guidelines, of your Creator, I also forget your children." So now not only are people suffering, but their children are suffering because they weren't taught the way to go. They forgot it, or they rejected it. And that's what's happening today. People are rejecting the Word. And the scary thing is, Christians are rejecting the Word, making up excuses of why they don't have to read their Bible, saying they're no longer under the law. They can do things the way they want to do, and they're free of everything. No matter what they do, they're going to be fine. They're going to be blessed. No, our Creator said, "Pray and bless over things that he ordained as righteous and good and clean." He didn't say, "Go ahead and live and be part of abominations and pray and then you'll be clean." No. He said, "Run from that. Flee from that. Don't have anything to do with that. Get away from that." That's the problem. People aren't reading the scripture and they don't know this. The Bible is a book of instructions. That's what it is. If you get sick, folks, you don't go to a car mechanic. You go to a doctor. And if you get something wrong with your car, you don't take it to a dentist. You know, you go to a car mechanic. You go to the person that made or the person that's been trained to heal the issue you have an issue with. Well, you know what, folks? We have a Creator, and when something goes wrong with our body, our mind, or our spirit, we need to go to Him and see what He has to say about it, and that's where we're going to get the best answers. You know, people have no problem today listening to doctors even though their prescription is wrong. You know, they continually go to our Creator last, not first. The Bible says in Psalms 118:8, "It is better to trust Yahweh than to put confidence in man." It is better to trust a wonderful Creator than put confidence in man. When we have something going on in our lives we're not sure about, we seek everyone else's opinion. We go to everyone except our Creator. But the Bible says clearly, it's better to trust in Yahweh than put confidence in man. Why aren't we going to our Creator first and seeing what He says? And the best answer somebody can give us is go to Him and see what He says. That's what we need to do. Proverbs is another word for wisdom, folks. It's another word for wisdom. And Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "Listen, my son, to my words." Listen to my words. That's what it starts with. Listen to my words. So listen. And we get a whole nother lecture about the importance of listening, which many people seem to not know how to do today. We just know how to share things on social media. We just know how to talk and tell people about our lives and what's going on. But we're not listening. And the scripture tells us, listen to my words. So what do we listen to? His words, the words of our Creator who saved us. He formed us in the womb, knows every hair on our head, knows exactly what we need for our life, and He says, listen to my words, listen to my instructions. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, "If you will not listen to our Creator and do His command, curses shall come upon you." Look at that choice we have there. We can listen and get the blessings, the future and the hope, or not listen, and the curses shall come upon us. Why would anyone make a choice other than listening to Him? Because many of us are deceived. Many of us are lacking knowledge. Many of us have been led astray. And remember I said, it's not what you did yesterday. It's not even what you did today. It's what you're going to do now. Because it says in James 4:17, "To know good and not do it, to him it is sin." So you might not have known these things, but now you do. So now, what are you going to do? In Proverbs 4:20-22, it goes on to say, "Incline your ear to my sayings." Incline your ear to my sayings is bend your ways to my way. To incline is to bend. Bend your ways to my way. And not only your ways, but your heart. It says in Psalms 119:36, "Incline my heart to your testimonials and do not covetous." It says the words of the scriptures. It says, "Let the instructions not depart from your eyes," in Proverbs. "Let the instructions not depart from your eyes." Well, in Psalms 119:37, it says, "Turn my eyes away from the worthless things and give me life through your ways." So how many of you listening to this right now want life, desire life? It goes on to say, "Guard them in the midst of your heart." To guard them in the midst of your heart. So not just to listen, to know, and live, but to guard them. So nobody takes that away from you. Nobody tries to get into your mind and teach you and tell you things that sound good to the flesh and take you away from what the scriptures say, from what our Creator says, the instructions of our Creator. So we need to guard them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. So it says in Proverbs 8:35-36, it says, "For whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor from Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongs his own being. All that hate me love death." All that hate me love death. We need to love him and we need to show it, folks. The scripture says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my guidelines and instructions." Yes, up to our knowledge, but we got to keep getting that knowledge. It says, "And healing to all their flesh." To healing to all their flesh in Proverbs. You know, it also says, "The wounds of a blow cleanse away evil." The wounds of a blow cleanse away evil. So many of us had heartaches and have issues that have came up in our life. But go in faith. Trust in the unseen. Trust in him. He is going to take care of you. Not to focus on these wounds, but to focus on the promise that he has for us. The wounds of a blow cleanse away evil. As so do the stripes of the inward parts of the heart. Hallelujah! The word that he's given us. Through our mistakes that we've learned and we've overcome. That's what we need to do. We need to get away from the indecisiveness. And because of the choice of the world. The Bible talks about not being a double-minded man. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let our Creator transform you into a new person, changing the way you think. Then you will know what Yahweh wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is." Folks, my friends don't even recognize me. The people I knew before I was a believer, they don't even recognize me today. And it's not because of the way I look. It's because of who I am versus who I was. Not only is something supposed to change, but your whole appearance is supposed to change. I am not even physically noticed anymore because of the way I act versus the way I used to act. And that's what needs to take place in your life. It's one simple choice we have. In Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, "I call the heavens and the earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life so your seed may live." You see, lack of knowledge, not only you will suffer, but your seed will suffer. But this here goes on to say, you know, choose life so your seed may live. But it's a simple choice, but because of the confusion of the world, the confusion of the enemy, people don't want to listen to that. 1 Kings 18:21 says, "And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you keep hopping between two opinions? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow him. And if Baal, follow him." Simple choice, but the people answered not a word. And that's the choice we have today. Do you want to follow the world's ways? Do you want to follow other gods and other idols? Or do you want to follow our Creator? Simple choice. And today, the people are not answering a word. Because the scriptures say, you're either for me or against me. There's no neutrality with our Creator. If you think you're neutral, you're against him. We need to be for him. We cannot have it both ways. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one is able to serve two masters, for he shall hate one and love the other, or else he shall cleave to one and despise the other." You are not able to serve our Creator and man at the same time. And we have that choice who we want to serve. If you truly love Yeshua, you will want to serve him and desire to serve him. And you need to understand that your physical walk has to change. Your heart needs to change so people don't recognize you. So you don't even recognize yourself. You're such a new person now. We need to make the right choice. Proverbs wisdom 19:23 says, "Fear Yahweh, if the fear of Yahweh leads to life, and he that has it shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil." He shall not be visited with evil, folks. We need to fear our Creator. Make that decision and stick to it. We need to know the truth. And it says in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yeshua is going to set you free, folks. Our Creator's Word is going to set you free from all those fears you have in the past, from all those experiences that have happened that keep you living in fear, and you can't move forward because you're focusing on those things of the past. We need to let go of these things and understand the promise that He has in His Scriptures. But there's a call that comes with that promise. It says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, here is my final conclusion. Fear a wonderful Creator and obey His commands, for this is the duty of every single person. And the promise we get in return is Job 36:11, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. And we have that great opportunity to do that. And it's so exciting. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. How many of you listening want to have life? Well, Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of Yahweh above all things and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Because everything you're going to need and everything you're going to want is going to line up perfectly with His will if you're seeking that. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all the things you do, not some of them, in all the things you do, and let Him direct your paths, folks. Let Him direct your paths. Forget about what's on your mind. Find out what's on His mind, what He wants you to do. And it's in His Word. He's going to speak to you, whether through His Word or through your friend or just directly to you, if you stop and you listen. If you truly love Him and you care and want to hear what He has to say, He will answer you. He will not leave you alone. You're never alone. He's there for you. Continue to listen, folks. Continue to listen. He will bless you tremendously. And not according to what we consider a blessing here on earth. No, what He considers a blessing in the spiritual eyesight, in the spiritual vision, that's when we start to see it. And that's when we can say, hallelujah! Praise our wonderful Creator. As it says in the Scriptures over and over again, I cried, I prayed to my Creator, and He healed me. He healed me, and my weeping at night led to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. All right, folks. Well, you can see more lectures and videos and talks on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. I encourage you to go there, and the contact information will be at the end of this audio. And thank you very much, everybody, and shalom, shalom.